My name is Darren O'Connor. I've been a resident of Boulder since 1994, and I'm a member of Boulder Rights Watch, an advocacy group working with and for the rights of homeless people in Boulder. After 1 year and spending millions of dollars, the city's homelessness strategy is failing our homeless community. There is no longer any drop-in overnight shelter, so that people experiencing homelessness for their own valid reasons cannot get through Boulder's coordinated entry system to attain overnight shelter. Coordinated entry is a new process people must go through to access services. It uses a ranking system to decide who gets into shelters and who stays out on the streets. Coordinated entry replaces the first-come, first-served walk-up policy previously in place. People should not be having a harder time accessing life-sustaining overnight shelter after Boulder invested nearly $6 million to improve our homelessness strategy. City staff's August 3rd homelessness strategy update informs us of a reported 18% decrease in homeless overnight services. Some council members and city staff assert that overnight services aren't turning people away, and then from that conclude that there is no shortage of beds. However, this report does not support such a conclusion, stating, "Data does not exist to draw conclusions about the reasons for decreased demand for adult emergency shelter." A decrease of 18% shelter bed utilization represents a glaring failure to provide the most basic necessary life-saving support. It is now evident that the modified system is prohibiting extremely vulnerable people from accessing overnight protection from the elements. The report quantifies the high number of vulnerable people attempting access, revealing that 3 out of 5 clients of coordinated entry had been homeless at least 12 months out of the past 3 years, and 71% reported a disabling condition. There can be little doubt that barriers to system access, including complicated rules that challenge even a high-functioning person, are preventing entry to basic shelter for extremely vulnerable people. Our court navigator, who works directly to help homeless people navigate Boulder's homeless services to improve their situation, shared her thoughts, which seem to support this conclusion. She shared, and I quote, "I am a reasonably well-educated and mentally healthy person who is rested and housed and familiar with the system of social services, yet I struggle to understand it. I wonder how someone who has mental health issues, is addicted, is sleep-deprived and hungry, can be expected to navigate this system." End quote. A homeless services system that confuses our professional court navigator surely confuses many people seeking overnight shelter. Some council members and some city staff's conclusion that we have sufficient overnight services based on not turning people away is therefore at the least a misrepresentation, at worst, a falsehood. People are, in fact, turned away at coordinated entry. Lack of any means to report such rebukes to those seeking aid does not mean people are not being turned away, but rather that staff and council members are accepting as true assertions that are readily invalidated. The report asserts that, though it lacks data for comparison to recent successes, new strategies are twice as effective as the previous year. Since no data on the previous year exists, claiming such a victory seems beyond disingenuous. The success of one of the new strategies, giving people a one-way ticket out of town, likely accounts for a solid half of the planned exits, the city now claims in its reported data. It is a heartless standard that shipping people out of town without any tracking of their experience once they are gone is counted a success. While Boulder touts empty shelter beds and people shipped out of town as a success, the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty, representing homeless people in Boise, Idaho, just won a case in the Ninth Circuit Federal Court of Appeals. The ruling holds that camping bans are cruel and unusual punishment if people have no actual accessible overnight shelter. Boulder's camping ordinance and barriers to shelter are certainly at risk of violating this holding. Though the ruling is not binding in Colorado, Boulder is ripe for a similar legal challenge. Last but not least, city staff continues to neglect creating a meaningful arbitration process for people kicked out of the Boulder shelter. Last Christmas, a man froze to death after the Boulder shelter kicked him out. He had no way to challenge this ban. And now the grievance process remains fatally flawed. Unless and until the grievance process includes an available independent review and ruling for someone kicked out, city staff have not addressed this deadly shortcoming. Given the shortcomings 1 year into Boulder's homelessness strategy, the city must not stay the course, as its report advocates. Further investment in overnight services, with a goal of easing access and providing more beds, is essential. Our majority disabled homeless community deserves, and our community should demand, better. My name is Darren O'Connor, and I have lived in Boulder since 1994. I am a Chancellor Scholar Law student at the University of Denver Sturm College of Law and a member of Boulder Rights Watch. I am currently interning at the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty. The opinions expressed are my own.